Are you struggling to manage your debt? It can be a real headache, but we are here to help. Need help exploring your options? Libertine Consultants offer a free assessment on our website where we can create a personalized plan to help you manage your debt. Contact us on 021-949-2211 or WhatsApp 073-0118-208. Libertine Consultants. Let us help you achieve financial freedom.
Sharon Rose from Libertine Consultants joins us again for our monthly chat here on eRadio, all things debt and how you can be debt-free. And today for our November podcast, we're going to pop her a few questions and see what she has to say. Sharon, welcome back. Nice to chat to you again.
Hi, Ian. It's so nice to hear from you. It's so cool to talk to you today. I'm actually very quite excited for the topics that we have today.
Yeah, you've got some nice topics and almost the end of the year. And now as we wind down towards December, we have a few things to ask you, Sharon. What does over-indebtedness really mean? How can individuals actually recognize if they are in this situation, Sharon?
Okay, so firstly, over-indebtedness, very simply, is when an individual or a household cannot realistically repay their debts without sacrificing basic living expenses. So this is where the person exceeds their ability to pay it off within a reasonable time. And this can result from excessive borrowing. This can also be due to a lack of or loss of income. So maybe it was a joint household where there was husband and wife and both of them were earning and maybe one of them lost their job. And that will obviously significantly affect your overall ability to repay your debt and also your living expenses, you know, food, school fees. As we're nearing the end of the year, a lot of those things become a priority in most households in South Africa. We're preparing for December, we're preparing for January, which has a lot of expenses. You have your school fees and all of those things. So if there's a household where your income is not able to cover your debt, that is a very clear indication that there is some form of over-indebtedness. And also, another thing is to have financial management. So have a look at what your budget is looking like. So then you can determine, are you over-indebted? So yes, in a nutshell, that's what it is. It's just when a person or a family cannot, their income is not able to cover their debt as well as their living expenses.
Okay, well, that makes sense. And what are some common warning signs of over-indebtedness that people should be aware of, Sharon?
Okay, so these signs that I'm going to mention now, it's very, very important to recognize these signs. You need to be able to spend some time and look at your financial situation. And particularly, I'm going to reiterate again, as we're going into nearing Black Friday, we're nearing December, we become a bit more relaxed and we might actually miss these signs. So it's very, very important. So the first one is continually borrowing. If you have a particular project that you need to do, or you need to do something around the house or for your kids or family or whatever, but you can't actually do that without borrowing. Or if you go every single month and you have to get a micro loan or a payday loan just to survive through the month and to cover your daily and your living expenses like your food, your electricity, that is a big sign, because those things can definitely snowball. The next thing is, if you're finding it difficult to pay the minimum installment, so you'll know on your credit card you have the minimum installment that you will need to pay, or even on a revolving loan or your clothing account, if you are finding it difficult to meet those payments, those minimum payments on a monthly basis, that is definitely an indication that there is, you know, something happening with your finances. There could be a possible issue with over-indebtedness. Thirdly, if you are using your savings to pay your debt, So savings and an emergency fund is so, so vital, because it will actually fall into my next point, which is increased stress. So financial problems can actually lead to a lot of mental health issues. So an emergency fund is always nice to have, to know that, look, I have a certain amount of funds if there's anything that goes wrong with maybe my income or my spouse's income, or if the kids get sick, or, you know, if I need to go and assist a family member, you know that you have that. But if you are using that money just to pay back your debt, a loan that's maybe in arrears, a credit card, a vehicle, things like that, that is also a moment to pause, to go and look back and look at your finances again. So my fourth point was obviously financial stress, and what I already discussed about having the emergency fund. And then just on this point again, it's important that when you recognize any of these signs, is to take action. So take action by trying to address the situation, maybe trying and speaking to a licensed financial advisor or a debt counselor that actually can sit with you and see where the issues are.
All right. And how can someone effectively assess their financial situation to actually see if they are, you know, over indebted?
Okay, so yeah, this is actually my favorite part. So the first thing that you want to do is you want to get your latest payslip, your banking statements, and the easiest would be to draw a credit report and also maybe get statements from your credit cards, loans, and any other debt that you have. So this will allow you to give you a total overview of what your financial situation is looking like. So what you need to do then is calculate, what is my monthly income? So my income, meaning the amount that actually comes into my bank account every month. So that's after deductions. Include any of your side hustles, additional earnings, maintenance money that you might get, and include what is my income from my job, and then maybe what is my other income. So meaning income that it might not be consistent every month, but you want to have a clear view of what your total income is. Then you want to sit and make a list of your expenses. So you obviously going to have fixed expenses such as your rent, your mortgage, your home loan, as well as your municipality accounts, then, and your insurance as well. Don't forget your insurance. So what you want to do is you want to actually go through your banking statement, because that will give you a very clear indication of what you're paying, and also realistically how much you're paying on groceries, entertainment, school fees, and so forth. So you can make a whole breakdown of what your expenses are looking like. I actually use a Google spreadsheet that I can actually break down all of my expenses on my banking statements itemizedly, and then just allocate it like a normal business would do. Actually, it looks just like an income statement, and that will actually give you an indication of what my income is, what is my fixed expenses, and what are my variable expenses. So your variable expenses is your groceries, entertainment, and so forth. And then from there, you can determine, where can I reduce my expenses? Can I maybe look for an alternative insurance company to maybe reduce that? Am I renting? Maybe is my rent a bit too high? Maybe I can reduce that. Groceries, is there maybe a way for me to reduce the amount of the amount that I'm spending on groceries? Maybe looking at purchasing in bulk. So there's a lot of things. So, but you can only really make those assessments once you've actually done this breakdown. And then something else, which is additional, but I think it's also really important, particularly when you are looking at your future, you want to purchase a home or a vehicle, this is very important, is to work out what is your debt to income ratio. So your debt to income ratio is basically an indication that a credit provider would use to determine whether, how eligible, or do you have affordability to qualify for the debt that you're looking for. And it's very, very simple. So what you do is you take your monthly debts and you divide it by your gross income. And that will give you a percentage. And it should not exceed 36%, because what it basically means, that percentage is telling you how much percentage of your income, how much percentage of your income is your debt actually taking every month. So it's looking at, if you're earning 10,000 then and your debt to income ratio is 40%, meaning 40% of your 10,000 and is actually just going to debt. So that's also an indication of, where is my money actually going every month? Is it actually going to my living expenses? Is that the issue? Am I maybe paying too much for my rent or my groceries, or maybe online subscriptions, Netflix, Showmax, Disney, and so forth? Or is my debt actually the challenge here? Am I maybe paying too much, or a high, very high percentage on my debt? And that calculation you can actually use before you apply for credit to see if you will actually qualify, based just solely based on your affordability. So that is the approach, or that is a very in detail approach that you can use, to tackle over indebtedness.
Okay, and Sharon, what steps can individuals take to navigate the challenges of over-indebtedness and begin their journey to financial recovery?
Yeah, I think I'm going to repeat myself a bit, so I'm going to keep it as brief as possible. But obviously, number one is to assess your debt, like I mentioned previously. Assess your debt, look at what you're owing, look at your interest rates, get your statements, right? The next thing would be to create a budget. Once you've actually assessed what your debt is, and as well as what you are actually spending every month based on your banking statements, and based even on your, don't forget about your credit card statements as well. That is very important. But then you can create a budget, and you can create a realistic budget, and you can create a budget with a realistic debt repayment goals in mind based on your specific situation. The third thing would be, is if you in this situation, and maybe it's a bit too difficult for you to go through, the whole process that I explained, do not be afraid to seek out professional assistance. Seek out the assistance of a registered debt counselor, that can sit with you and sit with your budget, and see how to assist you. Debt counselors are not just there to push people into debt review, but they're there to actually counsel people with their debt and navigate the situation that you are in.
And then finally, can you share some personal success stories with us of people who have overcome over-indebtedness? What
Yes.
strategies did they use?
Okay, so yes, of course I can. I obviously won't use a name or anything, but I had a client a few years ago, and when they approached me, they had quite a bit of debt. It was close to 2 million at that point.
Sure.
And yeah, it was quite high. And we had worked out a plan for our client that was going to go under debt review. And he had a specific period. So we were working on about 5 or 6 years to actually get him to settle majority of his debt. But what I really admired about this particular client's testimony was the fact how dedicated he was. He was immensely dedicated to actually getting rid of his debt, and that is something that really stuck with me. And also, it was a single household, a single income household. So there were kids and there was a whole family. So it was a single income household, just to keep that in mind. But what they did was they applied for debt review to safeguard their assets. So they had a home and they had vehicles to safeguard their assets, to make sure that those assets were not repossessed or taken. So we reduced the monthly repayments to their debt. We also reduced their interest rates as well. But once they were actually in the debt review process, once the whole legal process had been completed, what they did was, every increase that they received at work, every extra job that they did, every bonus that they received, I would get a message and say, "Listen, Sharon, we have so much extra we want to pay it towards our debt. And they actually reduce their debt review term from 5 years to actually 2.5 years,
wow,
simply by employing that process. And what we also did is, as they were settling the accounts, we would take the installment of that account that was settled and place it on the next account with the lowest balance by snowballing the installment. And at the end of the 2 years, all the unsecured debt was settled, the vehicles were settled, and they could safely continue to pay their home loan on their own, and the debt review process was completed. And I think for me, the most important thing from their story was the dedication. Now, obviously, it wasn't easy for them because they were getting, you know, the extra income that was coming was going towards their debt. But what I admired was they had the long-term goal in mind. And obviously, there are maybe sacrifices that they made that I was not aware of, that I was maybe not made known of. But for me, it was just that they prioritized what was important for that time. And after that time, I'm sure that their family could have, you know, gone on more holidays and done the things that they actually wanted without the stress of having all of this debt that is actually weighing them down at that point. So yeah. I hope that helps, and I hope that encourages someone to, you know, take some time and look at these things, look at your finances. And if you ever need any assistance, we at Libertine, we can help you anytime.
I think that's amazing self-discipline that couple had there, Sharon, because,
yeah,
I mean, they didn't have to let you know that they have the extra cash. They could just go on an extra holiday or, you know, buy a new TV or a new lounge suite or something instead of,
exactly,
of paying it towards their debt. But they actually, you know, they played their cards right here. And
yes,
you don't see that very often. That's a very, very rare case, I think. Self-discipline, yeah, definitely.
yeah,
definitely. Well done to that couple. I think that's amazing. And look at them now, you know, it pays off,
yeah,
but it's a lot of sacrifices, unfortunately, and sacrifices sometimes for years, you know.
Yeah,
not
it
easy
is, and I think sometimes it's like what you're saying, they could have done so many other things with that money. And I think, like, around in the world that we live in today, it's very easy to get sucked into consumerism, right? Whenever there's a Black Friday or special or whatever, to get into that and like, oh, I have extra 500 and I can do this or do that or whatever. But like you said, yeah, I really admire the self-discipline.
Temptation all round. Especially with this Black Friday thing. But Sharon, thank you. You just mentioned that you can help us at Libertine. How do we get in touch with you?
So you can message us on WhatsApp. Our information will be on the website as well. And you can give us a call at 021-949-2211. But most people actually just say, pop us a message on WhatsApp, and we can always do the in-depth budget analysis for you as well. Have a look at what your income and what your expenses are and throw the report for you. And maybe just do all of that admin for you so that you can just see, you know, where you are. So always send us a message or give us a call, and we'll be able to assist you.
Excellent. And then next time when we chat, it will be the festive season, the silly season, and then that will be our final chat for the year. Sharon Rose from Libertine Consultants, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Ian, and you must enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Are you struggling to manage your debt? It can be a real headache, but we are here to help. Need help exploring your options? Libertine Consultants offer a free assessment on our website, where we can create a personalized plan to help you manage your debt. Contact us on 021-949-2211 or WhatsApp 073-0118-208. Libertine Consultants. Let us help you achieve financial freedom.